MyPillow.com. Click on the buy one, get one free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the buy one, get one free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Stanford University is refusing to let Dinesh D'Souza speak on campus because a security fee is being paid by a donor. At least that's according to the conservative author and filmmaker and the student group that invited him to speak at the university. This sort of thing is becoming commonplace on college campuses, and Heather McDonald joins Fox News and talks about why colleges nowadays are sometimes breeding hate, in her opinion.
The Kavanaugh hearings was an example that we're all in Gender Studies 101 now, Mark. Virtually every aspect of the culmination of hysteria that greeted Judge Kavanaugh was perfected over the last decade on a college campus. Above all, the preposterous mantra to believe survivors, regardless of the evidence, regardless of due process. This is the campus rape hysteria that has been transforming the lives of males on campuses, creating an extraordinarily costly bureaucracy.
McDonald was also asked when we started seeing this transition on college campuses.
The 80s was when it started, in my view. That's when you got radical multiculturalism that hit. I was in college in the 70s. I'm very grateful for that because I was allowed to read John Milton, William Wordsworth, and Shakespeare without anyone thinking to complain about the gonads and melanin of those authors.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. At the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-wah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciate you joining us this fine day in America. United American Patriots support our brave American troops who, for wildly inappropriate reasons, have been jailed for murder by our military as they shot the enemy in combat. That sounds crazy, but it's true. If you find this crazy, like I did, check their website, uap.org. Here's what we have for you this hour. First, we're going to discuss immigration with attorney and Army JAG Lee Marvin. Then I'll shoot the bull with Army vet George Hillier, and we'll discuss the activities of the United American Patriots. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America Report. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show Lee Marvin. He's an attorney who knows a lot about immigration, and as I mentioned, he's an Army vet. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Lee.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the opportunity to impart any knowledge I have about the matter. Well, thank you for having me on your show.
Hey, this should be good. It's certainly a current topic. Start with your time in the military, Lee. When did you join? How long did you serve? What did you do?
Okay. Well, I am currently in the Army National Guard, Michigan Army National Guard. I'm a captain. Hopefully in the next year or so that will change for the better. But I am currently in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is where I live and where my practice is. I've been in for, it'll be coming up on 6 years coming in May. I'm still a shade green, but, you know, in the Army, everyone's green, so it works out for me.
It does.
I'm in the JAG Corps. I've always been in the JAG Corps. I started out, I direct commissioned into the JAG Corps. I think it was in 2012, whatever almost 6 years is. I can't do math very well, but I've been in, and when I first started, I was actually a part of the Indiana National Guard where I was with the 38th Sustainment Brigade, where I was trial counsel for them and did operation law and different things like that, client services and whatever actually was needed by soldiers. And when I transferred to the Michigan National Guard is when I started working with Trial Defense Services, TDF. So I helped defend soldiers from adverse actions, helped them with certain issues with referred OERs and all sorts of interesting things. It's very dynamic. It's very enjoyable, and I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to serve. Something actually I always wanted to do years ago, and I didn't know that I could do it once I get past a certain age. I've been an attorney for 15 years. If that gives you an idea of, you know, I'm a little bit older than the new recruit. But I entered the National Guard service when I found out there's a little thing called a waiver, age waiver. So I'm able to serve, and that's something I'm very grateful for. And it's one of the best decisions I've ever made, and I sincerely enjoy what I do, and I'm very proud to be able to do it.
Well, that's a good reason to be doing anything. Okay, your private practice is not maybe all about, but it certainly includes immigration. Talk to us about immigration, particularly but not exclusively, as it applies to the southern border. What should we citizens, we patriots, know?
So immigration is always a hot topic because anytime you have a large population of people from other cultures and countries immigrating or seeking to enter the United States, whether it's legally or illegally, it creates a lot of ripples, a lot of problems. There's been generations of different laws that have been enacted that conflict and create all sorts of weird problems, which is why immigration law should be reserved for the very smart people rather than people like me. Every day it's a challenge to try to figure out how to make heads and tails of what's going on. Add on to that the current problems that we have, southern border and a lot of other issues that come up as a result of the current administration, their idea of how immigration should work, very different than the last administration in a number of different ways. Not as much as people might think. There haven't been any major changes in the laws. It's just enforcement. As everyone with law enforcement associated with that has a general idea of a concept called prosecutorial discretion. So any law enforcement, whether it's federal or local, has the discretion to prosecute what they see. So a police officer on pulling somebody over can give a ticket or they can let somebody go.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing immigration with Attorney Lee Marvin. Go ahead, Lee.
So it's no different with immigration, with ICE. There's discretion built in to their power, their authority. And when a president comes in, they have a different idea of how it should be enforced. So a lot of politics are obviously surrounded by immigration and current administration's idea of what needs to be done. But there haven't been any major legal changes to how we do things. It's just enforcement selection. Although there are a number of proposals that are currently being discussed on changes to the law and procedures. Some of them are very fundamental. For example, birthright citizenship and whether that's going to be permitted and how that's going to be played out with current immigrants who have brought their kids to the United States. And also, of course, border security. The southern border and the huge number of people that are seeking to enter the United States without prior approval, without a visa or any type of recognition from our government to whether they can or can't. So a lot of these individuals are trying to seek asylum. The asylum system is about as complicated and as broke as the general immigration system. The exceptions swallow the rule, which is why this has become such a boiling point, because there's people on both sides of the aisle that have equally strong views about whether it should be done this way or that way. So on the right side, it's border security. We don't want people to be able to just come through in alarming numbers of people saying, hey, I need your help because my country is in serious trouble. There's a lot of problems in these countries which are legitimate, and nobody's saying that they're not. But what it ends up doing is taxing our system and make it more difficult for people that truly have problems to be weeded out from the people who just are here for economic reasons. So it's not to say that the people at the border don't need help, don't deserve help, but the political problem is those individuals don't want to seek help the way the United States government says that they need to do it. So the people on the left side of the aisle just want the ability for individuals to come here to get the help that they need, regardless of whether they follow any particular type of process. As a lawyer and as a proud service member, we got to follow the rules. We got to do things the right way, because if we don't, we're as chaotic as other countries, the very countries that these individuals are trying to leave. So I don't have any of the answers. I just have the knowledge of how to help people go through their processes. It is very difficult. The level of scrutiny is higher than it's ever been, specifically with asylum. And that is affecting people at the border who see this in the United States as a solution to all their problems. There's been a lot of bad intel over the years about what it means to have asylum, what it means to be associated with the United States and go through the process. A lot of bad information coming from their governments, because their governments don't want to deal with the problem. So they say, okay, go to the United States, you know, make it their problem. Well, that's not fair. That's not how we're supposed to get along with our international neighbors. So that type of encouragement and bad information has encouraged lots of people to come to the United States and to rush the border in these caravans, because they're getting bad information and because their needs are so extreme that they're willing to deal with the United States, who handles people appropriately, or at least handles them better than their country will handle them. So even if these individuals are jailed or detained or anything like that, they know that they're going to get treated humanely, unlike what's going to happen in their country. So,
Lee, it sounds to me like you're telling me this is a wild kettle of fish, and that there is no easy, obvious solution, but it's something that our government's going to have to come up with something pretty quick, and it's not a simple thing. I think I've read you right on that, haven't I?
Yes, sir. That is absolutely the case.
And we're out of time, or I'm sure we could go on for another hour.
Yes.
if listeners want to get in touch with you to ask questions or your insight on something, how can they reach you?
They would call my office at area code 616-450-2981. And I'm happy to give them any information or assistance that I can give professionally or through my military knowledge. I'm happy to help.
Well, and folks, if you forgot that, email me, Denny, at frontlinesoffreedom.com. I'll get it to Lee. Lee, thank you for taking time to join us today. I think we're going to have you back, because I think we just opened the top of a very big 55-gallon drum full of stuff, and we just touched the top of it. But thank you for taking time to join us today, and thank you for your service to our nation.
Thank you, Colonel. I really appreciate the opportunity. Have a very good day.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, I'll shoot the bull with Army vet George Hillier. Then we'll talk with a Marine vet who runs United American Patriots. You've reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Hit the deck right now and rest. The starting position for the push-up is called the front-leaning rest. Get into the front-leaning rest position and think patriotic thoughts and stay there till I return. I want you lean and mean.
Spartan Ash holds a special place in its heart for Honor and Remember. As a national partner with Honor and Remember, Spartan Ash is deeply committed to never forgetting those who paid the ultimate price in service to our country.
The flag serves as a symbol of remembrance, and Spartan Ash flies the Honor and Remember flag at all facilities. The flag artwork is on our fleet of tractor trailers, which travel nearly 67 million miles each year.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coria with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Next time you upgrade to a new cell phone, don't throw your old one away. If your old phone can hold a charge, you can stage this phone for emergency use in a home defense situation. Every cell phone, whether on contract or not, has the ability to call 911. Keep an old phone in the glove box of your car as well as your safe room just in case. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Caldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Front Lines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to shoot the bull with an Army vet. George Hiller is currently in college. I'm assuming he's using the GI Bill. We met a month or so ago when we were attending a political rally supporting the election of another Army vet who is running for office. So, welcome to Front Lines of Freedom, George.
Hey, Denny. How are you today?
Awesome. George, tell us about your military service. Why did you decide to join the Army? What did you go through? What was it like?
Well, you know, after high school, I really wasn't in a position where I thought going to college would do a whole lot of good for me. So I decided to join the Army at my mother's chagrin. She was not very happy about the idea because, of course, the global war on terrorism and everything was going on.
My mom wasn't too excited when I told her I wanted to be in the Army either. So,
yeah.
Okay.
And moms typically are, oh, no, my baby, you know.
Yeah.
But it was something that I'd always wanted to do ever since I was young. I went to my first air show with my grandfather and my dad probably when I was 4 or 5 years old. I just fell in love with the raw power of military aircraft. So I wanted to do something in the military working on aircraft. And I was lucky enough in the Army, we've got more aircraft than any other service combined.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so I got a job working on hydraulic systems on all four Army aircraft at the time. I absolutely fell in love with it, and it was kind of my calling.
So, you know, when you find something that works, it feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
You can settle down. So where were you stationed? What kind of things did you do?
Well, I went to basic at Fort Benning.
Benning School for Boys.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic place, Sand Hill. It teaches you a lot about yourself. But then from there, I went to Fort Rucker, Alabama, which is the home of Army Aviation.
Yep.
And did my AIT there. And from there, I got a direct ticket to South Korea.
Whoa.
Spent my first year there pretty much learning my job, learning how an actual Army unit works and no longer being in TRADOC. And from there, they sent me to Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Hoo-ah.
Yeah, airborne life. It teaches you something about yourself, running that many miles every day.
Yep.
You know, you learn really quick that either it's for you or it's not.
Yep.
I was lucky enough to deploy from there as a door gunner for CH-47 Chinook helicopters.
Wow.
And when I was in Afghanistan, we did the daily ring routes, and we also did a whole lot of infills, dropping off the swoopy guys.
Yep.
When I got back, I begged and pleaded my branch manager to send me somewhere else because I wanted to see more of the Army. I didn't want my entire military career to be going to South Korea for a year and then sitting at Fort Bragg. And he gave me the option of Alaska or Hawaii.
That was a tough choice, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make. It took all of about 5 seconds. To figure out that I didn't want to go to the Great White North.
I have a good friend who says there are certain questions that the right answer is, quote, let me pray about that. Amen. Okay.
Yeah.
This is
much.
One of those. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But Hawaii was great. And it's very, very, very beautiful, very consistent weather, which was nice. But out there, I got in a small body surfing accident where I broke my neck.
Ooh.
And from there, I did my recovery and learned about how tough I am.
Yes.
As far as getting back into shape and proving to myself that even though I had a big setback, I can push forward and make it.
Yeah, that not everybody hits that point, but it's a life changer because you get to know who you are as you face a situation like that.
Yeah.
That's serious. This is Colonel Denny Gilliland, Frontlines of Freedom, and I'm shooting the bull with Army vet George Hiller. So you grew up in Chicago, right? So
yeah, I grew up in the Chicago area.
So Hawaii felt pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I don't know if I should say lucky enough, but when I injured myself, it was early July. So I got – when I was spending my 3 months in the Chicago area, so I was around family recovering and getting my strength back and figuring out that, yes, my left arm will work again, which was a blessing because I'm dominantly left-handed. So I was so happy because I didn't know if I'd ever be able to make my right hand work properly. So when I left the Chicago area to go back to active duty in Hawaii, it was late October, and it was just starting to get cold. So I was more than happy to go back to Hawaii at that point.
So you migrated. So you're sort of a bird. Well, you're a helicopter guy. Of course you're a bird. You flew to Hawaii.
Absolutely.
And went back to doing your regular job, or did they have something else for you?
No, when I got back, I continued my recovery. I was back to a point where I was fully deployable.
Okay.
And we were gearing up for a deployment, and I was really amped and ready to go because they wanted me to go back to being a door gunner. And I absolutely love that point in my life, so I wanted to do it. But there was a large drawdown in forces over in Afghanistan at that point in time, and they just wouldn't let me go. So they found something else for me to do on Rear D. Rear detachment. So they sent me over to the replacement company there in Hawaii where I was in processing soldiers. I was the first person they met when they got to the island pretty much. I was down at Honolulu International Airport signing them in, getting basic paperwork done, and driving them back from the airport to Schofield Barracks.
How long a drive is that?
Well, it totally depends. At 11:30 at night, could take you a half hour. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon, could definitely take you somewhere in the aspect of two and a half hours sometimes.
Okay, just plain old traffic.
Oh, yeah. Hawaii traffic is something that I will never, ever forget in my life. It can go from smooth sailing to gridlock in an instant.
And this is from a guy who grew up in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. I would take Chicago traffic any day over a Hawaii traffic.
Okay, you then elected to get out of the service.
Yes.
And now you're in college. How did that happen?
So after I was in Hawaii for a while, recovering from my injury, I hit a high point, and then apparently with spinal cord injuries, you have a small slide back from like a high point of recovery, and then you slide back a little bit into what will become your normal. And I couldn't keep up with the military pace anymore. The jostling of running and push-ups really did a number on my neck, as well as sit-ups. But that was one of those things where I could figure out how to place my hand so I could support the neck. Everything else would just – it would hurt on a regular basis. And I realized that I couldn't do it. Sat down and talked with the doc. And she was like, hey, I told you. And I was like, yeah, you told me. Good. So I did a medical discharge. Went through that whole med board process. And then after that, I came back to the Chicago area for about a month. Job opportunities for a freshly separated veteran were not, unless I wanted a minimum wage job, there wasn't a whole lot for me. So I moved to Indiana, worked in a factory. From there, I moved up to Michigan and applied at Western Michigan University. And I've been there ever since.
What are you majoring in?
I'm a political science major.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
You know, once you graduate, you're fully qualified to sell used cars.
Oh, yeah. Fully qualified to do that. And I've been doing a lot of work with political candidates and the political process in the area.
That's where we met.
Yes, sir.
It is good preparation. Well, George, this is awesome. I think this is the beginning of a friendship. We both seem to have a political science background and that interest in being veterans. Going forward, do you see yourself being a political player but not necessarily a candidate? Is that right?
At this point, probably a background guy to start, but I may eventually run for office.
Sure. You'll never want to say never.
Yeah. I learned from a state senator, Margaret O'Brien, that you never say never when it comes to running for office because you never know.
You never know. George, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation. This is fun. I'm glad to have you as a friend.
Absolutely, Danny.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss the role of the United American Patriots. They help combat veterans falsely accused of war crimes. Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, it's time for one-arm push-ups. Start with a dozen, then stand at ease, but do stay in the area. I'll be right back.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. As an added bonus, our retirement income kit, full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. 913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
USA Radio News.
Mourners are continuing to file past the flag-draped coffin of former President George H.W. Bush at the U.S. Capitol. Among those paying their respects, former Senator Bob Dole, who was helped to his feet so he could salute the casket of the late 41st president. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise reflects on yesterday's touching ceremony.
To see the whole Bush family there and a whole family dedicated to public service and to remember the greatness of President George H.W. Bush and just the kind of gentle man that he was.
CIA Director Gina Haspel will discuss the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi with a small group of senators today. Republican Senator Rand Paul says he's being excluded from the discussion, but really needs to know the truth.
I've read in the media that the CIA has said with high confidence that the Crown Prince was involved with killing Khashoggi. I have not seen that intelligence.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Spartan Nash, and their military division, MDV. Spartan Nash is a Fortune 400 company and the fifth largest food distributor in our great country. They've been honored as a veteran-friendly employer with over 800 associates self-reporting as veterans, guardsmen, or reserves. MDV is the leading distributor of grocery products to the U.S. commissaries around the world, and in 2017, they were selected by the Defense Commissary Agency to be the exclusive supplier of Freedom's Choice and home-based brands to our commissaries. Learn more or check out career opportunities at SpartanNash.com. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show David Gerfein. He's a Marine vet who runs United American Patriots. They stand up for our nation's combat vets who have been wrongfully accused of murder or other serious crimes for engaging the enemy in combat. So welcome back to the show, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, Denny? Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me back.
Hey, I can't not support United American Patriots. Somebody's got to stand up for these guys.
I appreciate that.
Dave, give the listeners a quick review of your military career as a Marine.
I enlisted in the Marines when I was 17 and ended up getting commissioned as an officer, served through several operational tours in Panama, first Gulf War, left active duty for a bit, and went and worked in the private sector after getting a master's in business. But then after 9/11, returned to active duty, served in Afghanistan and Iraq, and then finished up on Capitol Hill for, I guess they were punishing me for having too much fun out there, and then ended up retiring after 25 years, but enjoyed every minute of it. Loved serving as a Marine.
I understand you totally. I loved my time on active duty, and I think I was happy that I got out because I knew I was going to do nothing but chase desks and that sort of stuff if I'd stayed in longer. Well, you've recently led United American Patriots through a bit of reorganization. Would you like to discuss what we, the public, are going to see and what's new now?
I think what's new is old. United American Patriots has been around since 2005. It was founded by a warrior who saw injustices happening where warriors are being pretty much treated as convicted felons before actually standing trial. And we're just coming back to what has to be done, making sure that our warriors are provided the same rights that they go in harm's way to provide for us. And if that's not being done, then we have to make sure it's done. And whether or not an individual is guilty of a crime, well, that gets determined through due process. It doesn't get determined by allegations. It doesn't get determined by what people think might have happened. So we have to get to the facts, and this is where we try and run the facts to ground, and we try to make sure that all of those are being brought to bear in the court of law. And then we make a determination. But until then, we're not a country that says people are guilty until proven innocent. People are innocent, especially our warriors, until proven guilty.
Yeah, until and if. Most of the people that I have talked to about that situation, like I was when I first heard about United American Patriots just over a year ago, can't believe that this kind of thing is going on. And if they did believe it was going on, they'd think it was something like the UN or something. They have trouble believing that our military has done this. Have they pretty much stopped doing it now, or can you tell?
Well, there are a lot of these are cases that really came up under the previous administration. However, we're right now supporting some Navy SEALs who are being unjustly accused of crimes. and continue to support our soldiers who are sitting in Leavenworth. But, you know, recent one that's hit the news is this case of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. And again, he's being accused of killing an ISIS warrior who was wounded. And again, all the facts have yet to come out. And there's a lot more to the story than I'm even at liberty to discuss right now. But, you know, the headlines pick up and exaggerate the negative. And so there's a preconceived notion that, you know, our warriors, our defenders, the ones who have risked everything on our behalf are somehow bad. And that's wrong. We should give them the benefit of doubt until, again, and if, as you pointed out, they're proven guilty. We've just seen horrible happenings with Eddie Gallagher, and we've got four other Navy SEALs. They're being brought back up on charges. Jason, Dave, X, and Danny, these guys were acquitted of any wrongdoing, and then all of a sudden the New York Times writes an article, and senior leadership gets concerned, like, oh my gosh, we've got to court-martial these guys. And, you know, again, it's a lack of trust in our system. It's a lack of trust in our warriors. These are the most highly educated, best-trained, knowledgeable warriors that any nation has ever put forward. And to assume that they would be doing something unlawful is just, it makes a mockery of our system. It makes a mockery of our country and all of the values for which we stand for and the society from which we come. So again, do people do things that are wrong? Yes. Should they be held accountable? Certainly. But there should be the presumption of innocence. And we're not seeing that. And we're moreover, we're seeing prosecutors who are taking advantage of their positional authority and misusing that and actually bringing in enemy combatants into the country to testify against our warriors and then sending them back. I mean, it's more and more you find out the truth, the more bizarre it becomes. So this is where we stand up, and we get tremendous support from your listeners and plenty of other patriotic Americans who continue to donate and support these warriors all the time. They go to our website, uap.org. Very simple to get there. And we're getting tremendous support from across the nation. And what's nice is that it cuts through all of the political BS. That it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal. Every single American understands the importance of our rights. And if we start giving them away at any point in time, it dissolves everything upon the foundation of which our republic is built.
You are 100% right, pal. You are. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're discussing United American Patriots with retired Marine vet David Gerfein. David, continue on that path you were taking us. Challenge us. Give us a call to action. What can we citizens do?
Well, I think the big thing right now is that we're really stepping up our efforts to get out there with social media. Anything where people can drive traffic to our website, uap.org, so that people can get better informed, going to our Facebook page and starting to share more information. We're always looking for volunteers, and we have people who have come in who've provided time because they don't have money, but they recognize they want to support, and there's a place to do that, again, at uap.org. And so the word just has to get out. And, you know, for the most part, I think our government does a great job and our country does a great job, but occasionally you get rogue prosecutors and we're not holding them accountable. And we see that the wagons, they sort of rally and they protect their own instead of identifying some of these wrongful acts that these prosecutors are doing against our warriors.
Well, we can't tolerate that because, my goodness, if we'll let that happen to our warriors, it certainly could easily be happening to our citizens. And our warriors are both citizens and warriors, and the kinds of people who put their lives on the line voluntarily to protect all of us. If there's anybody that needs our attention and our protection and our support, it's these guys.
That's exactly right, Denny. And I know this is the message that you get out to everybody all the time, is that it's not the educators, it's not the lawmakers, it's not the law, certainly not our politicians, that protect our liberty. The only individuals that are actually swearing an oath to support and defend and acting upon that oath are our warriors. And this is where I'm sure you've gotten into these debates as well, Denny, where people say, well, I don't see how somebody fighting in Afghanistan preserves my rights. And we could argue this all day long. However, at the end of the day, we elect civilians who decide how to employ our warriors. However, what happens is our warriors come in and they give a blank check. They swear to support and defend. So the day they do that, that's the day that our freedoms are protected. Now, if our civilians choose to use our warriors inappropriately, that's a whole other discussion. But as long as we have men and women who are willing to stand up for our rights, our republic will stand, and we will be that beacon upon which all other countries are going to look to and say, that's the way it's supposed to be. People leading people and their governments, not being controlled by their governments.
David, you couldn't have said it better. The last thing we want is our military making decisions that our civilian government can and does make. So our military does not pick where they fight. We go where we're sent. David, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation. We've got to stay in touch, friend.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You've reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights. You should be about 100 pounds by now. Do 75 bench presses. I want you combat ready and stand at ease. Why would a U.S. soldier in combat be jailed for shooting the enemy? I mean, isn't that why we send our troops into combat? Yet a number of our troops are or have been in military prison for murder for killing our enemies. The problem is confusing rules of engagement and some of our leaders who lack the courage to stand up for their troops. United American Patriots stands up for these troops. Check UnitedPatriots.org. That's UnitedPatriots.org.
Now is the time, and wherever you are is the place. The Citadel makes it easier to earn your degree by offering master's degrees, graduate certificates, and undergraduate degree completion programs entirely online. Flexible scheduling makes these programs convenient for working professionals. Continuing the Citadel's legacy of academic excellence, classes are held to the same high standards that consistently name the Citadel the number one master's-granting public college in the South. Online, on your time. Visit Citadel.edu/online.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on huntertonchamberradio.com. Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, huntertonchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Caldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Frontlines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send your thoughts to me at Danny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what's the first comment?
Sherry from Michigan noted that the show is not covering Service Academy football anymore. She wants to know if you'll be covering the Army-Navy game.
Sherry, we absolutely will. And I'll enjoy that interview with Quentin, because I'll be at that game watching Army beat Navy. And later on, we'll cover Army's bowl game. I'm not sure at this point when that'll be.
Bob, an Air Force vet from Kansas, said you mentioned on two shows that the Pentagon had just been audited for the first time and didn't do well. Really? The Pentagon had never been audited before?
Bob, really? It's big and complex, and apparently it was just too big to get audited until now. My hat's off to the current administration for doing what it takes to get the job done. Our nation and the Pentagon will be much better off as a result. Well, troops are stand tall in heaven. Vet for today is Dennis Galloway. Dennis was from Ellsbury, Missouri, where his Heartland upbringing afforded him the opportunity to work hard and go to church on Sundays and learn how to sing. He was an outstanding scholar and an athlete in high school, and later attended Washington University in St. Louis for 2 years before entering West Point. His background, intelligence, and experience greatly facilitated his adjustment to the rigors of the academy. He became to be known as Uncle Dennis. Dennis was big enough to play football, but during his plebe year, his singing ability qualified him for the Glee Club, so he chose over the gridiron. Took regular weekend trips to exciting places with refined people who invariably had daughters they wanted to introduce to a cadet. Dennis chose the infantry branch and attended the Airborne and Ranger schools before being assigned to the 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. When the president decided to commit combat troops to the Vietnam conflict, the 1st Brigade of the 101st was among the first to go, and Dennis went to war. His platoon was given the task of clearing a minefield. He could have chosen to supervise his men from outside the minefield, but he chose to be with them. As they were doing their job, they came under enemy fire, which caused some mines to detonate. Dennis was killed instantly. During his brief combat tour, Dennis was awarded the Silver Star, the Bronze Star, and the Purple Heart. Rest in peace, Dennis.
I guess he went from the Glee Club at West Point to the Celestial Choir.
Probably could. At least some Dennis in the world needs to have singing ability, since I don't have any.
That's a good tour of duty.
I bet it is, that I'll never know. Okay, it's military history time. Skip, lead out.
On 5 December 1941, during World War II, the Lexington, one of the two largest aircraft carriers employed by the U.S. during World War II, made its way across the Pacific in order to carry a squadron of dive bombers to defend Midway Island from an anticipated Japanese attack. Negotiations between the U.S. and Japan had been ongoing for months. Japan wanted an end to U.S. economic sanctions. The Americans wanted Japan out of China and Southeast Asia, and Japan to repudiate the tripartite axes pact with Germany and Italy before those sanctions could be lifted. Neither side was budging. We were anticipating a Japanese strike as retaliation somewhere. American intelligence reports had cited the Japanese fleet movement, apparently headed for Indochina. Army intelligence reassured the president that, despite fears, Japan was most likely headed for Thailand, not the U.S. The Lexington never made it to Midway Island. When it learned that the Japanese fleet had, in fact, attacked Pearl Harbor, it turned back, never encountering a Japanese warship en route or employing a single aircraft in its defense. By the time it reached Hawaii, it was December 13th.
That wasn't a good time to be on a nice cruise like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Japanese knew we were watching their fleet, so they headed out and turned away from Hawaii, and then turned back. Smart people. On 7 December 1941 at 7:55 a.m. Hawaii time, a Japanese dive bomber bearing the red symbol of the rising sun of Japan on its wings appeared out of the clouds above the island of Oahu. A swarm of 360 Japanese warplanes followed, descending on the U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor in a ferocious assault. The surprise attack struck a critical blow against the U.S. Pacific Fleet and drew the United States irrevocably into World War II. At 7:02 a.m., two radio operators spotted a large group of aircraft in flight towards the island from the north. But with a flight of B-17s expected from the U.S. at the time, but from another direction, they were told to sound no alarm. Thus, the Japanese air assault came as a devastating surprise to the naval base. Much of the Pacific Fleet was rendered useless. 5 of 8 battleships, 3 destroyers, and 7 other ships were sunk or severely damaged, and over 200 aircraft destroyed. A total of 2,400 Americans were killed, 1,200 more were wounded, many while valiantly attempting to repulse the attack. Japan's losses were some 30 airplanes, 5 midget submarines, and fewer than 100 men. Fortunately for the U.S., all 3 Pacific carriers were out at sea on maneuvers. The next day, President Roosevelt gave a brief, forceful speech and asked Congress to approve a resolution recognizing the state of war between the United States and Japan.
Tell you, that had to have been a scary time for people living back then.
Oh, wow. And particularly in Hawaii or on the west coast of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Skip, it's time for our Armed America Report. What do you have?
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, dark clouds rolled in and blocked out a Saturday afternoon's rays of sunshine during a back-to-school picnic in Florida when a gunman sprayed multiple shots near the 150 people, many of whom were children, attending the Peace in the City event. Fortunately, an attendee with a carry permit was on hand to put a quick end to the disturbance. Titusville, Florida police said the suspect had gotten into a fistfight with another person at the park. After those fisticuffs, one of the participants only to return a few minutes later with a gun. He squeezed off a few rounds before the armed bystander shot him, sending him to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The shooting was live-streamed on Facebook by a disc jockey who was spinning the hits at the gathering. Police called the armed citizen a hero. Quote, "This park was filled with families and children, and at that time, it was an active shooting situation for him, and he was trained enough to deal with it, and he did," said Titusville Police Sergeant Bill Tinos.
Thanks, Denny. The Department of Homeland Security's mantra pertaining to active shooters is run, hide, and fight. The fighting to be done only if you cannot escape or hide from the murderer. Obviously, if you are untrained and unarmed, then running or hiding is a pretty good option. Also, if you are a child or disabled or otherwise unwilling to fight, then by all means, you should run or hide. Of course, even in the military, there's a time for running and hiding. Sometimes we call that a strategic withdrawal. But when women and children are being slaughtered at point-blank range with a firearm, then the option of running and hiding is off the table. I would like to strongly encourage all military veterans to step up and stand in the gap to defend those who are unable or unwilling to defend themselves. After all, isn't that why you joined the military in the first place? Many veterans cease training after being discharged from the service, but that's the time when you're needed most here in the civilian world. Civilian training is different than in the military because the mission is different, as well as the rules of engagement, so you have to learn them from a competent instructor in your jurisdiction. Taking out a mass shooter is not easy with your bare hands, so by all means, you need to be legally armed and trained. Practice drawing, moving, and shooting, as those are the three basic skills you'll need to survive a civilian gunfight and come out on top. You should also practice shooting under stress with your pistol. Of course, none of this should be done on your own. Find an experienced combat instructor in your area, or perhaps even attend one of the major national combat shooting schools. Less than 1% of those who carry concealed go on to get any type of advanced pistol training, but your chances of survival rise exponentially with your level of expertise. Frontlines of Freedom salutes this armed citizen who rose to the challenge and defended those who were not able to defend themselves.
Well said, Skip. Thank you. Our movie of the month is Tales of the Jersey Shore, The Morrow Castle, Episode 1. Go to the Frontlines of Freedom website, go to the blog, and get the link. You can watch it for free. We'll review it at the end of the month, and I'd really appreciate receiving your input. Troops, listen up. As you know, we just did, on each show we honor a deceased military person, not the superstars but the average soldier, sailor, marine, airman, or coastie. Don't have to have served in combat. They do have to have served honorably, active duty, guard, or reserves. Send me about 250 words summarizing his or her service. I'll read it on the show. I really need more veterans to honor in this. Send the information to me at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, David Horowitz will discuss some leading university faculty members who are supporting terrorism. Then, veteran and author Jeff Wilson will discuss his book, War Torn. I'll shoot the bull with Air Force vet Jason Muller, and my West Point classmate Jack Grubbs will share his book about a great West Point coach, Megan Diker.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the Frontlines of Freedom. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you will not get anywhere else on the Frontlines of Freedom. Dismissed.
As a leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, Spartan Nash is proud to work with DECA, to provide a taste of home to our commissary patrons around the world.
From canned beans to instant oatmeal, the Freedom's Choice brand has all your favorite food items made exclusively for our nation's armed forces and families with the quality, value, and integrity you deserve. Learn more at SpartanNash.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Memorial services for former President George H.W. Bush are likely to push back the funding deadline that threatens to partly shut down the federal government. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News he believes an agreement can be reached by both sides, especially regarding funding for the border wall.
We've got about 600 miles worth of walls and barriers out of 2,000 miles. Some of them need repairs. I think we ought to give the president the full $5 billion.
And Republican Congressman Steve Scalise also says,
however the negotiations go, that give the president the money that he needs where he can confidently say, I've got the tools to keep America safe, to make sure our Border Patrol agents are able to keep themselves safe. These are our men and women in uniform fighting to keep America safe. We need to make sure they're well protected.
Stocks are sharply lower on this trading day. Stocks are sharply lower on this trading day as the Dow is down over 600 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
After being briefed by CIA Director Gina Haspel, even more senators are convinced that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia knew about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, including Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I went into the briefing believing it was virtually impossible for an operation like this to be carried out without the Crown Prince's knowledge. I left the briefing with high confidence that my initial assessment of the situation is correct. I think Secretary Pompeo and Mattis are following the lead of the president. There's not a smoking gun, there's a smoking saw.
President Trump is agreeing with Chinese leaders not to impose any new tariffs for 90 days while trade talks continue. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the agreement was not meant to be lengthy.
This is a question of commitments, which is very, very important. It's a question of topics. This is much bigger and much broader than anything we've ever talked about.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
David Goggins is one of the toughest men alive. Goggins is the only member of the U.S. Armed Forces to complete SEAL training, U.S. Army Ranger School, and Air Force Technical Air Controller training. Goggins has a new